A very warm welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignments, with tips, inspiration, strategies, and so much more.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment. I'm Mother Judy Hines. We are here on WWDB 860 AM Radio Talk Show, and we are here every Monday morning at 7:30 to 8 a.m., and I want all of you all to make sure that you join me. Matter of fact, take the time out this morning, because it's such a great morning, to make sure everybody is listening. I want you to text somebody. I want you to call somebody and let them know that Your Kingdom Assignment is live on the air right now. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this morning. And again, we want to wish a happy belated Mother's Day to those who who were celebrating motherhood on yesterday. We are celebrating you this morning. Happy Mother's Day. We hope it was the best day that you've ever experienced. We are here on Kingdom Assignment this morning, and this is what God has instructed us to do. And so we are very, very delighted that WWDB has partnered with us here this morning so that we can continue on with our kingdom assignment. This morning, I want to talk about something very foundational. It is a foundational tool in the body of Christ, and that foundational tool is called prayer. It's called prayer. We're going to talk about it for a few minutes because this is one of the most powerful subjects of all times, whether you believe it or not, because nothing happens in this earth realm without prayer. Nothing happens without prayer. Nothing moves without prayer. Nobody goes to the next realm, the next dimension, the next without prayer. Everything comes through and by prayer this morning. I want you to understand that. Please, as you're listening to me, don't forget to call somebody. Let them know it's time for Kingdom Assignment this morning. We're going to be rolling out some key points. I want you to have your paper and your pen. Get your coffee cup. Get your paper, because we're going to be shooting out some bullet points this morning, and you really want to get all of this information so that you can go back and read it, go back and go over it so that God can give you even more revelation concerning what it is that we're discussing here this morning. We are experiencing pandemonium, a panic across the globe where this pandemic is concerned. But I want you to know that the power of prayer shifts. The power of prayer delivers. The power of prayer brings the breakthrough. And so many times prayer is not highlighted enough so that others will want to even participate in it. For some people, they think prayer takes too much time. Prayer doesn't work. Prayer is not effective. But I'm here to tell you, folks, that is erroneous information. Nothing happens without prayer. Nothing happens without prayer. And so here are four points that I want you to get this morning when you are used by God in prayer, or when you pray, or when you are a prayer warrior or an intercessor. You want these four little bullet points in your arsenal this morning. And those bullet points, number one, you want to be authentic. God wants you to be authentic, and the world is looking for real. The world is looking for authentic. So you want to be yourself. You cannot be anyone else. You cannot be a copycat, cannot be a clone. And let me just go on and tell you this. Prayer is simply talking to God, simply talking to God. And when you pray, you're not praying your problem, but you need to pray the solution. And the solution is found in the Word of God. So in essence, what you're doing is you are praying the Word of God. You are praying the Word of God. And so before I get back to authentic, you also need to know that the most powerful elements in the world, the most powerful elements are your thoughts and your words. Your thoughts and your words. Your thoughts and your words have to line up with what the Word of God says. Your thoughts and your words, two most powerful elements in the earth realm. You need to understand that they have to come under subjection of the Holy Spirit. They have to come under subjection of the Word of God. So that when you pray the Word of God, and God hastens to perform his word. Now, we're going back to the four bullet points. Number one, to be effective in prayer, you must be authentic. You must be authentic. And for those who want to know, prayer is the number one kingdom assignment. Prayer is the number one kingdom assignment. Write that down. So you want to be authentic. You want to have a pure heart, a pure mind. You want the mind of Christ to be in you. You want God to have free course and free reign in your life. So that simply means, in layman's terms, you're going to say yes to his will, and you're going to say yes to his way, and you're going to obey. So that's authentic. You got to be real, folks. You got to be real. And then number two, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent in prayer. There's a spirit in the body of Christ, in the world, as a matter of fact, called starting and stopping. You don't want that to be a part of your life. You don't want starting and stopping to be a part of your life. You're in here for the long haul. You're in here for longevity. Yes. Do you remember in the Bible, it tells us a story about Enoch. And Enoch met with God 365 days a year. He met with God. He fellowshiped with him. He talked with him. He walked with him. He did not miss his appointments with God. And God does not want us to miss our appointments, our quality time, our God moments with him. He's waiting for us to fellowship with him, to commune with him. But we have to be consistent. We cannot afford to have a spirit of stopping and starting. Going back to Enoch, Enoch met with God 365 days out of the year. And so because he was faithful to meet with God 365 days out of the year, God gave him 365 days, 365 years. He lived 365 years. So what is Mother saying to you this morning, those of you who are listening to us this morning? I want you to know that your longevity is linked to being in close proximity with God, hanging out with God, fellowshipping with God, communing with God. Oh, yes, being in oneness with him and being in sync with him. I'm here to tell you this morning, there's nothing like fellowshipping with the Lord. There's nothing like taking quality time with God. Listen, do not get caught up in the busyness of business. Don't let busyness distract you and keep you from praying, keep you from communing with God, keep you from meditating. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't allow the world to distract you and to keep you from doing what is most important. Most important is spending quality time, spending time in the very presence of God. You need to make an appointment. Make that appointment. Keep that appointment. Do not be late. Oh, yes. Do not skip your appointments. Do not miss your appointments with God, because these are valuable and quality times in the kingdom. And these are the times that we need especially during this time, to spend more of that in his presence, in his presence. And so good morning to everybody again. We are here this morning on your kingdom assignment. This is your kingdom assignment with Mother Judy Hines, those of you who are just joining in this morning, and we are talking about prayer. We are talking about prayer because we're going to need prayer. We're going to have to do prayer, as they say in layman's terms. We're going to have to become intimate with God, talking to God, and allowing him to talk to us and to lead us. Okay, so you're going to be, the four things that we're going over this morning are those things that will cause us to be more effective prayer warriors or be more effective in prayer. Number one is authentic. Number two is consistent. Number three is being creative. You have to be creative. And what do I mean by creative? We are cutting edge. We cannot be stuck in stuff. We have to embrace diversity. We have to embrace change. Nothing happens without change. Growth does not take place without change. But also, there are so many ways to do things. I always tell folk there's 100 ways to do chicken in America. There's 100 ways to do chicken in America. I know it's so because we have Kentucky on one corner, churches on one corner. We have Popeyes on one corner, and a whole host of other chicken restaurants. And nobody is going out of business. Why? Because everybody loves chicken, and they're doing it different ways. They got different seasonings. They cook it differently. But I'm here to tell you, folks, when God gives you a kingdom assignment, allow him to tell you how he wants you to do it. I want you to know now that your kingdom assignment is never about you. It's never about you, but it's all about God. And always remember this, if you don't remember anything else, your kingdom assignment is bigger than you. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. And God makes sure of that so that you will always depend on him. You will always be dependent upon him to fulfill the assignment. Everything about your kingdom assignment, it all originates with God. It all originates with God. Yes, so you're going to be authentic. That's number one. Then you're going to be consistent. That's number two. Then you're going to be creative. That's number three. You're going to allow the Holy Ghost, the third party of the Trinity, to begin to develop in you and to cultivate the way that God wants you to carry out your kingdom assignment. And in being creative, you cannot be afraid to be different. You cannot be afraid to be different. God is not creating clones. And may I say this about your kingdom assignment? The kingdom assignment means that there is something that God wants you to do that only you can do and do it well. There is something that God wants you to do that only you can do and do it well. And so that's what kingdom assignment is about this morning. This is why you're listening to Mother Hines on this morning, because you want to make sure that you fulfill the will and the purposes of God where your life is concerned, where your life is concerned. And so God is up to something, and he's up to something great where you are concerned. Always remember that. God has called you into this earth realm because you are great, because you are quality people in the kingdom of God. And the reason that you know that you are quality in the kingdom is simply because God decided the only way that his will and purpose could be fulfilled was to bring you to earth. That's how you got here. That's how you got here, folks. That's how you got here. I'm excited this morning. I'm excited that each and every one of you are joining me. I am just elated that I have been given this time to fellowship and to spend with each and every one of you. I'm here to inspire you. I'm here to push you. I'm here to motivate you. I'm here to get you up and move you to your next predestinated place in God. And so we go back to rehearsing what it is that's going to make us effective. Number one, we're going to be authentic. Number two, we're going to be consistent. Number three, we're going to be creative. We're going to be creative. We're going to allow the Holy Ghost to operate within us, to lead us, and to guide us. Now, let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you something. When you are talking about your kingdom assignment, you should be anticipating a shift. You should be anticipating a shift. Now, the shift is coming because you have prayed, and God is coming to answer your prayer. And in the shift, you always have to shift out of something in order for God to position you into something new. Yes, yes, my friends, you are going into new seasons. You're going into new territories. You're going into to the newness of life, and God is not giving you a compass. You don't have, all you have is the leading of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so my advice to you this morning is let the Lord lead you everywhere you go. And then if you do that, that means there's four more things, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But now we are at number four. Number four. Number four is make yourself available. Avail yourself to the mission. Avail yourself to the kingdom assignment. It's going to consume your time, folks. That means that you're going to have to discipline yourself. Discipline yourself in order to avail yourself. Availing yourself means that it's not always going to be convenient. It's not always going to feel good. It's not always going to come at the opportune time, but you're going, because you are committed and you're dedicated to the kingdom assignment, you're going to make that sacrifice to avail yourself. You're going to make that sacrifice to put the time in that's needed. You're going to be a success because you're going to avail yourself and you're going to put that time in, and you're going to work real hard. You're going to work. You're going to obey God. You're going to do what he says. You're going to do what he says. Now, listen, there's four more points that I want to make. I'm really enjoying this morning, and I hope you are too. I hope those of you who are listening are enjoying this and getting some good notes. But there's four more things that I always teach my class that you have to do. And number one, the first thing that I tell my class is only say what God tells you to say. See, your kingdom assignment is not about you, it's about God. And so he's going to give you what it is that he wants you to say. I'm feeling a little churchy in here because I'm in my little studio and clapping my hands, but I hope I'm not interrupting the flow here. But you're only going to say what he tells you to say. You're only going to do what he tells you to do. And you're only going to, listen, you're going to accomplish what God says you can accomplish, and you're going where God says you can go. Those four things are a guarantee if you say yes to his will, and if you say yes to his way, and if you say yes, you shall obey. We're talking about the kingdom assignment this morning, and you're listening to your kingdom assignment with Mother Judy Hines right here on WWDB 860 AM Talk Radio. We are excited to be a part of the family this morning, and we invite all of you to participate, to engage, to call in at other times. We are just getting started, and we are here on a mandate. We are here to fulfill the kingdom assignment, the kingdom assignment. Well, we've been talking about prayer. We've been talking about being effective at prayer, and we've also talked about the four things that you need to do or be aware of or cognizant of so that you will be more effective in your prayer life and more effective in your ministry. Now, let me just say this morning. It's my pet peeve. There is no ministry without prayer. There is no ministry without prayer. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. You can't go around it. You have to become a person of prayer. You have to become a person of prayer. And let me add this. Prayerlessness should not be named among the saints. Prayerlessness should not be named among the saints. We have a line of communication to God. We have a principle. We have a way to do the impossible. We're doing the possible from an impossible location. That's what prayer does. Prayer does the possible from an impossible location. What looks like it can be done. What looks like is too hard. What looks like is over. I'm here to tell you prayer not only changes things, but it changes you. It changes situations and circumstances. So every time you think about your kingdom assignment, you think about the shift and you think about prayer. You think about prayer because it's going to shift you into a new day. It's going to shift you into a new realm, a new dimension, new territories. It's going to shift you, and when it shifts you, it's going to get rid of some old, dead, toxic things that's been attached to you. Some chains are going to fall off. You're going free in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. I am excited for you this morning that are joining me, listening in this morning. I want you to know it's going to be power packed every Monday morning at 7:30. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss Kingdom Assignment because I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to be ready to go. I have been given instructions by God to release into your life, to pour into your life, and you're going to see change. You're going to see change. And God told me to tell you this morning to expect your situations to change. Expect your situations to change. Oh, yes, there's a story in the Bible, and let me just see if I can get it in before we have to leave you this morning. But it talks about Peter in Acts chapter 12, verse 7, and Peter is in jail. He's awaiting execution. He thinks it's over, folks. He's gone to sleep, and all of a sudden, the angels come into the jail cell and tell Peter, get up, wake up, get up quickly, get up quickly. And as soon as Peter got up, he didn't hesitate. He didn't think about it. He just followed orders. Sometimes, folks, you can't hesitate. You can't think about it. You just got to do what you heard God tell you to do. And so when he got up, it says that the chains, the shackles fell off his wrist. God told me to tell you this morning that the shackles, the things that have chained you, have kept you bound, kept you blocked, kept you stopped, this morning, it drops off you. It drops off you. This week, you're going into uncharted territories, new seasons. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. New day. God has orchestrated it from the heavenlies. He has called for the blessing upon your life. And it cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed. Okay, see, you already got me going off into the prophetic a little bit, but I just wanted you to know and to hear what God is saying, that you should expect a shift in your circumstances this week. You should be expecting a shift in your circumstances this week. Not only is that going to happen, but you're in that new season. And in that new season, you should be expecting some new assignments. Listen, it is God who gives out the assignments. It is God who changes the assignments. It is God who gives them, and it's God who changes them. And so we are here in a new season. We are here in the month of May. This is a new month. It is a month of grace. It is a month of favor. I speak it into your life and upon your life. You're getting new assignments, and you're getting new vision, and you're walking into new territories. That's what God wants you to know this morning right here on your kingdom assignment. Again, I'm Mother Judy Hines, and I'm your host. I'll be here every Monday morning at 7:30. Listen, by way of announcements, we have a few. Please join us on the Sweet Inspiration free conference call every morning at 7 a.m. Pastor Gary Moore from the Gary Moore Live Show. He and I are co-hosts. That number is 480-297-0773. 480-297-0773. The code is 1749039. 1749039. Also, that Sweet Inspiration line is being used every day, Monday through Sunday, every day for prayer. We have prayer three times a day, 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. We have the encouraging word for a few minutes at 6, at 12, and at 6. We have Elder Denise Anderson out of Savannah, Georgia, does the encouraging word at 6 a.m. Pastor Samantha Sunkins out of Savannah, Georgia, at 12 noon. And Pastor Gary Moore is with us at 6 p.m. This is every day. This has been our assignment that God has given us during this pandemic. We have been praying on this line for over 1 year. If you would like to join us, we have prayer warriors from across the 50 states of these United States. Please come, please join in, please be a part of what God is doing, of what God is doing. Listen, it has been my delight. I have enjoyed myself this morning. Don't forget, this is your kingdom assignment. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration, for strategy, and for tips in completing and fulfilling your God-given kingdom assignment. I want you to know, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what you have done, God loves you, and God has given you a kingdom assignment, and it is his will that you carry the kingdom assignment out. So until next week, next Monday at 7:30, I'm going to see you then. And until then, God bless.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on MotherJudyHines@gmail.com or MotherJudyHines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Stay blessed.